The play is called My Other Voice, and yes, it is about cancer, but it's also about falling in love, even when sudden bleeding interrupts your smooth moves.
Call the nurse! No, it's coming out of your port! No, what if something's wrong?
And it's about stoned debates about God.
Maybe God's the only voice I have left.
Or maybe God is the true placenta effect. Placenta?
And on a related note, it is also about pot brownies. Lots and lots of pot brownies. Basically, it's what cancer looks like when you're 22. It begins when lead character Alex Kipp, played by now 26-year-old real-life Alex Kipp, loses his voice right before the most important auditions of his college career.
Because I'm like nothing in the world!
That's never happened before.
The voice loss is explained when Alex is diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Basically, a tumor the size of a sheet of paper is pressing against his lungs.
In a weird way, I wasn't even thinking about the cancer. I was thinking, oh, so that's why I've been having vocal issues. So now I can get better. Now my voice will come back, in
People
a sense.
You're going to hear that and be like, that's crazy.
It is crazy. When that is your life, when that sort of is who you are, you feel like you've already died in some sense.
And this is all part of the point that Kipp is trying to make with this play, that depression and anxiety hit young adult cancer patients differently than they do kids or older adult patients.
Knowing that all my friends are off in New York, auditioning, graduating, doing all this stuff, and you're sort of the one who's left behind. You know, you're sort of the one who has to move back in with your parents. You have to leave all those aspirations. And you have to literally just put it on pause.
Kipp stresses that he was one of the more fortunate ones. He had his family, he had friends, not to mention affordable insurance. But there was one thing he didn't find until after all of the chemo and radiation, other young adult patients like him.
Test. This is Matthew Zachary, founder and CEO of StupidCancer.org, a nonprofit organization committed to improving the quality of life for young adults affected by cancer. That's my NPR voice.
Matthew Zachary was diagnosed with cancer when he was 19. Now he has built StupidCancer.org to give young patients a community. They're just 6% of all cancer diagnoses every year. But cancer is still one of the biggest killers of people 15 to 39. And unlike kids or seniors, their survival rates are not getting any better. Zachary says the reasons are complicated, but three things are pretty clear.
We're finding that many young adults are diagnosed late stage. Number two is the fact that young adults don't really identify with self-risk. You're entitled to be invincible when you're 19 years old. And the third reason is we're looking at a significant percentage of them that go unaware of peer support and age-appropriate resources.
What that means is that going from being the only young guy in a cancer ward to being part of a digital army can actually improve your chances of surviving. For Alex Kipp, finding people like Matthew Zachary and the StupidCancer.org community, they are part of the reason he wrote this play, not just to run it here in Ann Arbor, but to take it to as many college campuses as he can.
Though you feel like you're the only young adult who's ever had cancer, you know, you realize that there are a lot, and there are a lot of survivors. And for me, it was like, well, if these people can make a difference, then why can't I?
My Other Voice runs through this weekend. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News. We are.